Dawn, or its German equivalent, cannot be far off. But here, at the top of the hill, night still clogs the forest. Being 63 years old and sleepy, I find it nearly impossible to differentiate now between the stray grapevines, the trees, and the waist-high shrubs that I know surround me. They could all be wild animals. Is everyone awake? 3 days ago, I imprisoned 6 middle-aged women and 1 prepubescent girl in a tent on this hilltop. The time has come to set them free.
Pray undo the lock,
an anchorite whispers. Then, sensing my hesitation,
did thou forget the key?
There is no key because there is no lock. My hand waits on the zipper. I stand there in my dagged-edged taffeta tunic, my sandaled feet wet from dew, my bald little head, my nose. Somewhere behind me sleeps the great stone Benedictine Abbey St. Hildegard, its vineyards cascading down the hill over Eibingen, over Rudesheim, and into the River Rhine. Zipper down, the tent gives us Tivona Henry. 40 years old and not unlovely, Tivona is skinny in a way that suggests intense concentration, more simian maybe than outright undernourished. Her head feeds a nest of gray-streaked frizz. It's Tivona's medieval chant workshop that I've accompanied on this German vacation. She smiles. I have only myself to blame. Weeks prior to the journey, I'd sowed the idea of reenacting Hildegard von Bingen's first days in the anchorage, more or less on a lark, knowing full well these women's anchorite longings and their propensity for outlandish reenactment schemes. I expected nothing to come of it. Then, a day before departure, it was announced that several of the women would be enduring 3 days in the tent. 3 entire days and nights atop the hill overlooking the abbey, reliving Hildegard's girlhood. 1 meal a day, only wine to drink, no idle chatter, absolutely no grumbling, just chanting and the occasional prayer. I have never had a problem with the concept of medieval reenactment. In fact, many believe that I actually invented it. The world is riddled with far worse activities, and I altogether refuse to even feign embarrassment, especially at my age. Dressing up in period-specific costume, the recreation of history through practical workshops and group scholarship. For some, in this day and age, there's simply no place left to retreat. Tivona steps free from the tent. Others follow, one by one. Blinking, grinning heads, then arms, then bodies. Tivona leading her cortege of part-time anchorites back into the 20th century. Each holds a candle made by the nuns here at the Abbey St. Hildegard, most ennobled with now grotesque melting effigies of their patron saint. White tunics glow in what is left of the moon. Some stumble, others laugh. They are very obviously inebriated. They sing. Soon I am surrounded, my flame-flickered face a mask of potent infirmities. Adhering, so I've been told, to the long tradition of Christian mysticism insisting that those impaired in body are somehow healthier in spirit. Which is another way of saying that because I am ugly, I'm going to get a reward. Specifically, I have a misshapen nose. There is a deep silence despite the amateur medieval plain chant which clouds behind me. It's nearing Lourdes, first light. Single file, we begin our descent back towards the abbey and the event of our first public performance.
Bert?
Tivona asks. In 3 days, the women will return home to Queens Falls, New York. They do not yet know that I have no intention of accompanying them.
Are you well, my lord?
Tivona continues. No, I say. I am not.